broadcasting worldwide through internet, satellite, and AM radio stations across the nation. He's rough. He's raw. He's just what's needed for our time. Welcome to Don't Tread on Me with your host, Big John Lipscomb.
If we don't have good health, we don't have much. I've personally battled a broken back, things such as severe dehydration and whatnot. I have a guest tonight that is going to share several health secrets with all of us, and I think we'll all benefit from this if we have an open mind. But, of course, if you're inclined to rely on that pharmaceutical industry, then good luck with that, because I think they're trying to kill you. My guest is Robin Grant. She's an alternative health specialist and a friend of mine. Robin, are you there?
I am.
How are you, Robin?
I'm doing wonderful.
Oh, terrific. Now, how long exactly have you been in alternative health?
Probably about 5.5 years.
And you do a variety of types of work in that field. Is that not right?
Yes, I do. I'm a certified biofeedback technician. I'm also a certified NLP, and I do other energy work, too, with the body.
Right. And you've done a little bit of work, probably get to that later, but you've done a little bit of work with me, too, haven't you?
Yes, I did.
Yes. Well, there are small jobs and there are big jobs. I have gone through your website over the last many days, and it's just a lot of cool stuff there. Let me tell the folks out there now so that they can check on that. It's www.robin-grant.com. And Robin is R-O-B-I-N. One of the things that I found most interesting, because I'd never come across it, Robin, is that foot detox. What exactly is that?
It's a little device that when mixed with water and some sea salt, the little device actually creates positive and negative ions in the water. And you put your feet in it. You could take a bath with it, too. But mostly there's, some foot detoxes. And you put your feet in there, and what your body does is it starts taking up those negative and positive ions. And then your body starts working on it to help remove toxins from the body. And what kind of shows up in the water after about 30, 35-minute session, the water is going to change to something probably pretty ugly for most people, because, toxins are a big thing in our society from all different angles.
Yeah, I saw that photograph you have on your website, and it is, it's gross. If I put my feet in a detox, I think I might come up with some black goo. The toxins, where are they coming from that would, that they would accumulate in our body? Where do they come from?
They come from our environment. That's kind of a given. And if you live in a city, it's kind of hard to get away from it, because there's toxins in the air all the time. Maybe we can't smell them, but our body is taking them in. And we also get toxins from food. There are so many chemicals and things I can't even say in a lot of foods. When I go to the grocery store, if I can't read what's on that label, it goes back on the shelf. Those toxins actually build up over time.
Right. And so where do they accumulate? We're treating the foot, I guess, in this situation, but they build up all over our body, or do they kind of naturally go down to the feet because of gravity?
Well, actually, the foot detox, that's actually your reaction to the positive and negative ions. And because I've been doing it for a while, by looking at the water, I can kind of tell what's going on for the day. Could be something that's been going on for a while. I can't tell always. But it's your body's reaction, and then you actually, your body over the next 3 days works on helping remove toxins from the body. So it's not like it's right then and there. That's an indication to me by the color of the water, kind of what's kind of going on.
Hmm. Now, what kind of things do you commonly see after a foot detox?
I see a lot of, like, if it's real foamy or something, that's usually an immune system, a lymph system. You know, it could be clogged up. Could have, you know, toxins in that. It could be greenish. It could be brown. It could be orange. It could be yellow. And that kind of, I mean, there's pros and cons on there about what those colors mean, if they really mean anything. But I've done a comparison on my biofeedback when somebody comes up with, you know, there's something going on with their maybe stressed kidneys. It's actually that color in the water for what would be a stressed kidney. So I've done some correlation between the two.
So it's kind of like, you know, when I was a boy, I had a job testing the pH in swimming pools, and then I would adjust the pool accordingly. You're doing something similar to that with this foot detox. You're analyzing the color of the fluid that the feet are sitting in, and then that kind of gives you a hint, although you're saying that it's not always perfect, but it's giving you a good indication of what kind of toxicity is going on in the body and then what might be the problem, such as a kidney.
Yeah, and it's mostly, you know, a stressed area.
Hmm.
And you know, that could be just for that day, for that person. Next time it could be something else.
Right.
And yeah, the other thing I see, too, is in the water is black specks.
What?
And sometimes the black specks, now I know based on the water I use all the time, there's always going to be a few because the water itself is tap water. It's filled with tap water, but it's still, you know, there'll be a few here and there, but sometimes there's tons and tons of black specks. And that usually means more heavy metals, and the body's going to be working on more heavy metals, trying to get rid of that. And heavy metals, your body doesn't like to shed them really easy. I know I had my husband on this after. We had a lot of smoke in our area from some fires when California was on fire there.
Yeah.
And we did the foot detox. And he had been out bike riding on his bicycle, and he had just tons of those black flakes and stuff in that water. And I just figured it was from, you know, breathing all that toxic smoke air.
Right. So now, the heavy metals, you're talking like lead poisoning, things like that?
All kinds of things like that, yeah. Things that are coming off the cars, things that are in our air, things that are in chemicals around our, you know, that we use in our houses a lot of times, or in our yards, you know, all kinds of things.
Yeah, I saw something on TV here a couple of years ago, and a reporter got tested for toxicity in his body, and he came up with like 150 toxins in his body. Is that probably normal for an American?
Could very well be. First thing I start kind of quizzing people on when I talk to them is, tell me about your diet. Because, you know, diet's really important. But they're testing babies' umbilical cord stuff and finding huge amounts of toxins in newborn babies.
Because whatever the mother is ingesting and breathing and touching,
mm-hmm.
they're absorbing.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the other thing is what you put on your body, the toxins from a lot of the soaps and shampoos and lotions and all that stuff, it's amazing at how much. I mean, I can actually, it comes up on my biofeedback as beauty shop toxins. But what you put on your skin gets absorbed into the system. It's just like eating it, basically.
Yes. Our skin has all those pores and it absorbs this. Now they even have medicine packs, right? You just stick them on your body and it works like an aspirin or whatever for pain. So most definitely our body absorbs things. What kind of benefits might a person get from a good analysis, and how long would it take to actually, if they did what you advised, how long would it take to correct something like a heavy metals toxin in the body?
Heavy metals are toughy, and it's hard to get away from them. I mean, you can reduce a lot of them in the system. I would say if you were going to, start changing your life around, I'd say it's going to be about 3 months.
Well, that's
not wrong. There's drastic things you can do, but I'm not one for doing a lot of drastic stuff. There's places out there that actually do heavy metal, chelation type things. I have no idea on cost or anything, but I know there are places out there that actually do that.
Now, if I wanted to do a foot detox, I mean, you're halfway across the country, so that would make it impossible for me to come to you, but people in the area, now you're in California, right?
I'm in San Jose, California.
Right, so anybody listening in that general area could get treatment, but what would I do here in southeast Kansas where we don't even have foot massagers, let alone foot detox things. So what would I do here?
Well, for starters, on my website, there's a under recipes.
Yes.
There's a recipe for cilantro pesto dip. It's kind of like a cilantro pesto. And it's cilantro. And cilantro is, I believe, in food-based type of, and more natural thing, type of things as far as, helping the body with stuff. And cilantro is good for getting heavy metals out of the system and also toxins.
Wow. Well, if it has to do with eating and solving my health, I'm all for that. I mean, it can't get any easier than that, right?
Well, I mean, that's a start, but it's not one thing that, I don't believe it's one thing. There isn't a magic pill. It's not one thing. It's a multitude of things. Like if you know you've got, something going on, it's a multitude of things that you do to kind of change your lifestyle and pay attention. Checking your pH levels and changing your food stuff or being more aware of what kind of food stuff is going in the body and aware of what you're putting on your body. I mean, many things. I didn't think about those lotions that I was putting on my skin and my face.
Yeah.
Can I tell you a funny story?
Sure.
sugar is a big thing with everybody. That's one of the biggest things I see on a lot of people is sugar. Sugar regulation is a biggie because we take in so much sugar. And I have my best friend's mom, she's German. And every Christmas we go up there and we have this holiday thing up there where there's all these desserts she's made, all these pastries, because in Germany they would go from house to house to house, right? Well, all of it's right there, so we always ate dessert first. And all that sugar, right?
Yeah.
And it kind of gets you, really, way up on a high level, and then you kind of come crashing down. Well, then you eat after that. And I put myself on the biofeedback about 2 years ago, after I'd been at that party, because I knew I'd really overdone it, right?
Right.
And it didn't just show sugar regulation on my biofeedback. It was showing on multiple screens, sugar toxic, sugar toxic, sugar toxic.
Oh, my.
And that's when I started really doing the foot detoxes, really paying attention, and really trying to come off the sugar, which is not easy. It's like an addiction. But it kind of slapped me upside the head kind of said, look what you're doing. And that's where, you know, a lot of us get to, we have a health issue that's kind of hitting us upside the head before we actually pay attention.
Well, I have recently promised my wife that I would no longer drink soda of any kind, nor sweet tea. And I think I had an addiction to it, because when I went off the soda, I craved the sweet tea. And I had to actually, you know, I thought I was going to be able to just quit cold turkey. But I was getting headaches, and I was, you know, kind of moody. And so I kind of weaned myself off of the sweet tea, and it took me about 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, it takes 2 weeks. Now, going cold turkey is not, like you said, you experience some of the stuff. It's like some people when they go off coffee, you know, only probably I think sugar's worse. But I had, you know, written back and forth with this one doctor, and he told me that it takes you 2 weeks of no sugar, okay, to actually change from a sugar body to a non-sugar body. So it's, you know, and I, doing that, when I did go off the sugar, I'll tell you, I was moody, grumpy. If I wanted food, I wanted it now.
Yeah.
And it took a good 2 weeks, and then the craving started, you know, subsiding. I'm not going to say I don't do sugar. I just don't do sugar. I'm very, very, very aware of when I am doing it.
Right.
And when I do things with white sugar, you know, the processed sugar or the processed flours and things, big difference than using whole cane stuff or whole natural stuff.
So it's better to go with the regular sugar, cane sugar?
Yeah, no white.
Okay.
White,
because that's
white
coming
is not
from sugar
good.
Beets, no, right?
No white sugar, no white enriched flour, no white rice, no, I mean, if you're going to, because most of that stuff is enriched or bleached.
Okay, well, I'm making notes, so I'm not happy about all this, but I am determined to change, because I'm tired of feeling lethargic. You know, I get that mental cloudiness sometimes. I think a lot of people are getting that. And I'm definitely 45, 50 pounds overweight, and when I have lost it before, I just feel so much better, and most of my back symptoms are alleviated too. So I really want to work with you on that. You know, before we go to break, we've got 5 more minutes, and I really want to start in on the biofeedback, because that is some fascinating stuff. What is it, and how does it work?
Well, have you ever taken your temperature?
Yeah.
So that's a biofeedback device.
Oh.
You're feeding it your information, and it's regurgitating the information back to you, meaning what's your body temperature?
Hmm.
That's a biofeedback device. This biofeedback device is called the Quantum EPFX QXCI. What it does is, you know, I can either hook people up directly to it, or for those of you who can understand the whole vibrational energy, you don't necessarily have to be hooked up to it.
Right.
But that's another subject. But
well,
what
it's kind of like dowsing, right?
Yeah, it's like
dowsing. I douse a map to locate petroleum in the North Sea, so yeah, I know that's a stretch for most people to grasp, but I think there are some that are catching on to that.
I've had some phenomenal sessions. Yeah, I've had some phenomenal sessions with people. In a nutshell, what I do is this device goes out and measures over 10,000 things in the body. Whether it could be, you know, where the stresses are, whether you've got bacteria or parasites or stress and where stresses are. And then I'm kind of like a body decoder. Goes in and looks at all these screens all over the place, because it's software can be kind of daunting, and find out where the stresses are. And then I can send energetic frequencies back to the body to help balance those out.
Because all is vibration, and so you are returning that vibration to take the body or that organ back to a state of homeostasis, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How long does it take to run something like that? To process information, and then how long does it take to return that?
The test itself takes about 3.5 to 4 minutes. And then a session usually lasts about an hour, maybe just a little bit more. You can't fix everything in one session.
Yeah.
I mean, I actually did that to myself a little bit when I first started. I overdid it a little bit. Because what your body will do after you get those nice little vibrational frequencies, your body starts detoxing for about 72 hours. So your body needs time to work on that. It can't work on everything at once. So what you do is you work on the high, the areas that are showing high. I've worked on people who just wanted an energy balance to people with cancer.
Now, you did this on me, what was that, 2 weeks ago?
That was about 2 weeks ago, huh?
Yeah. And that was interesting because you really nailed everything, it seemed like. And we're not done, right? We still need to do... you didn't run another test on me yet.
I have not yet.
Okay.
No. One of the things that I'm very... I always do is, if, you know, somebody wants to... I always get their permission on the date and whatever I'm going to do it. I always ask permission. That's the intuitive part, too. And since you guys, you understand asking permission. So if you give me permission on a date, I can run it again, like Wednesday. I'm actually available to run it again on Wednesday. Because sometimes on the first time I run it on somebody, it gives me a baseline where next time, if that same thing shows up again, it might mean need a little more work in that area.
Right. And just for the listeners, what sort of things, real briefly, did you come up with on me on that first?
Do you want me to say this?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, as long as you're comfortable, I'm asking permission.
Yes.
Because normally things are kept, you know, confidential.
No. I really want to urge people to try this because I got results, and I'm expecting better results next time. And, you know, it's real exciting to see something work outside of traditional medicine. And because we know that is broken. And so we've got to look at something else. But, I think we got about a minute. Maybe you can just shotgun it, and we'll pick it up after the break. But,
okay, I know I... we talked about your cholesterol.
Yes.
And I also noticed some stress maybe over some protein and stuff with the kidneys. And I asked you if you ate a lot of protein. And you said yes. I kind of already knew that answer. I don't know why. It was just what was showing up, this kind of thing, you know. And it might mean your body's not able to process it all. And I think I asked you about your hip. You might go...
Oh.
Because I asked, I think when something will show up, and I think I mentioned, did you have anything going on with your hip or something?
Right. And that was rather odd because for everybody listening out there, I said, well, yeah, I've got a minor hip thing, but compared to my back and my knee, it's nothing. Well, boy, howdy. I talked to you, well, it was just a few days ago, and I told you I got so down in the hip that I was hobbling around here doing seeds in the seed business. It was brutal. And, you know, but the kidney thing is definitely there. I always was concerned about my cholesterol. But we're going to go to break. When we get back, we'll reveal a little more of all the bad stuff, this big John Lipscomb. We'll be back in 3 or 4 minutes. My guest tonight is Robin Grant. She's an alternative health specialist, and you can check out her website at robin-grant, that's G-R-A-N-T, .com. And Robin, you also have an email that people could email you during the show or after, right?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's robin@robin-grant.com.
Well, that's pretty easy. We were talking about foot detox, and we just were touching on biofeedback and what you found with me, which was high cholesterol, problems with my hip.
I can't say high cholesterol because it doesn't show high or low. As you know, it's an alternative health system, and I'm not a doctor, and I can't diagnose or treat. It shows up as stress. So I just have to clear up.
Sure, sure. And we also have stress.
I have to make sure.
Yeah, we don't want the suits knocking. We also had stress indicated with the kidney also with me, right?
Kidney and the exoprene stuff.
So what did you do once you saw those results?
On the cholesterol stuff, I actually helped to try to send some nice little energies back to you to help the body start regulating that again properly.
Right.
And the next session probably will tell me, you know, if that's still something, or it was, you know, sometimes things balance themselves out in one session, and sometimes it takes more.
Right. Isn't that something else? I mean, I don't know if I expressed this in our last conversation a few days ago, but I feel so much better since these last few days. I haven't felt this good in a very long time. So it's real exciting for me. And, you know, I hate to go to the doctor. Matter of fact, I haven't been to the doctor since I was in college, so that's about 30 years. Yeah, I know. But I have been to the emergency room. I was forced to go 2 times, both at the brink of death. Once I almost bled to death, and another time I was about to lose my kidney from a kidney stone or whatever, a stone somewhere. And I guess my skin had turned yellow. I'd been rolling on the floor for 4 days in agony. And finally, I decided to go in, but I would stay in my car, and the doctor had to come out to the parking lot and tell me I was about to lose my kidney if I didn't come in. So I reluctantly went in that time. So this, what you're doing, is a perfect fit for a guy like me that likes to stay away from the hospital and the doctor.
Yeah, and I don't know if I told you that the biofeedback has been instrumental in my health regime, because I was diagnosed in 2003, a month before I got married, with Lyme. And I don't know if you understand how devastating Lyme can be on your health, because there are over 200 or 300 symptoms that people can have.
Oh.
And it really started affecting me after I had an injury with my horse, and I was laid up with my knee for a while, and that's when it kind of took over, you know, and kind of started really wreaking havoc with me and my health. And when I got diagnosed, I was on antibiotics for 2 years. And after about a year and a half, I wanted to get off them. I didn't know what was making me sicker, the antibiotics or the Lyme. Because Lyme does a whole lot of things in your body. It creates another parasite. It creates bacteria. It creates candida, or it's just an offshoot of it. But it just, you know, I'm literally going from the bed to the couch to the couch to the bed. And I kept if life tested on that active person, if this is life, I'm not interested. I don't know if I want to hang out. And I started diving more. I started to ultra out there with some oxygen therapy, and I just kind of over into it. And then when we got the biofeedback machine, I took a certification class for a kind of, you know, for the Lyme protocol. And I would run that on my husband and I, because we both got diagnosed, ritually every week, just going through and going through and just keep hitting it and hitting it and hitting it. And it took me probably about 6 months of doing that where I could actually feel like, wow, okay, this is what I used to feel like. It was gradually up to that point. Took my husband longer because Lyme tends to go to the brain after a while. And he was always feeling kind of foggy. And it doesn't take a lot of foggy. There's a lot of chemicals and foods that can do that too. But this machine was instrumental in getting my husband. Not the only thing, but it was instrumental.
Well, I'm excited to have you do another session with me, and if I get any kind of results for it, like what I've been getting, I think everybody needs to check into this. And they can just email you, right? And you can go from there. And of course, if they've, you know, got internet, they can just go to your website. You also have prices on there, right? I mean, it's very affordable. It's amazing how affordable all this is. And I really want to urge everybody out there that is having some sort of issue, and most of us have these kinds of issues. But, you know, why don't we go on to another area that you specialize in, which is EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. What exactly is that?
Oh, wow. How do I put this in there? EFT is where you tap on meridian points on the body. And there's the basic ones that you do with, you know, if you were going to learn EFT, which you can go to. There's a lot of free stuff on the EFT site. But you tap on meridian points. And it could be an issue. It could be an emotional issue. It could be a physical issue. It could be just trying to get over some trauma. It could be just, you know, a mood thing. I've actually changed my mood because I tap. And then you just tap. I mean, there are certain things you might say. I mean, there can be a process to it.
Where might I strike myself to go from an angry mood into something more tolerable? Because I seem to go there whenever I look into the news or something. I mean, is there these points are the same on you as they are for me?
Yeah, and they should be on my website. I'm sure they are. Double check. There should be diagrams of on my EFT stuff. My husband is there's the tapping points. Yeah, there's tapping points where you can see. There's some, like, on the inside of the eyebrow, like right towards your nose.
Yeah.
And then on the outside of the eyebrow, under the eyes, under the nose. And actually, under the nose is an emergency point. If you're really stressed, sometimes you can just press that point. It'll help you de-stress.
I'm pressing it now.
Yeah, and then on the chin, on your collarbones, on the what they call the liver areas, which are under the breast nipple area, and then you can do wrists, and you can also do top of the head.
Hmm.
Those are the basic points. I mean, you can sit there and just say, start tapping on these points and start saying things like, I'm in a really bad mood today, and I like being in a bad mood today. I don't want to change from being in a bad mood. You know, this is fun. I like just being in this. And then maybe the next time you go on a different round on tapping, you could say, but it doesn't serve me to be, angry. It doesn't do this. And then go through, your thoughts on that and maybe do a third round where you're doing all the positive. I love being in a good mood. It just makes me feel so much better. I feel lighter. I'm just going through the thing. This is kind of it in a nutshell.
Yeah.
But it really works. And I actually do something just kind of, I take an EFT to a lot of different levels where sometimes I just take my hand and tap my fingertips together. You've got them all together.
Sure.
And just tap them together and just say stuff like, oh, I'm having a really bad day, but that's okay. I'm getting over this. I feel good. I feel positive. I'm going to be, do really great today. Or even before you go into a meeting, building your confidence. It just works on everything. In fact, they say, try it on everything. And I don't believe you can do it wrong. I really don't. Because it's about your conscious mind telling your body where some of the blocked energy might be.
Absolutely. Americans especially seem to be carrying a lot of emotional baggage. And so we can carry this throughout our whole lifetime, right? And it's just building up and frustrating us, and we don't always acknowledge it or see it. But you're talking about also just the daily emotional up and downs that we go through too, right?
Yeah. I'm not in a good mood every single day.
Yeah.
But I don't stay there.
Because you have control over yourself.
Yeah.
And this knowledge just gives you one more tool to use. I just find it liberating to be able to treat myself and stay out of the traditional pharmaceutical stuff. I just think that's atrocious. On your website, you also mentioned Touch for Health. Now, is that the same thing as EFT, or is it a little bit different?
That's different. It's about finding blocked energy in the body. And this is something, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Are you familiar with kinesiology?
Yes.
Which is kind of like dowsing in a way.
Sure.
Where you do the muscle testing to find out. And what you do, on the Touch for Health, you go and you balance out the 14 major meridians in the body. And you test each one. And if a person, muscle tests weak, there's probably some blocked energy either in the meridian, in the neurovascular points, which are in the head, or the neurolymphatic, which could be in the body, like the muscle area. And then what you do is you find out which point it is that's holding the blocked energy, and you can either just hold it, you can work the muscle. I find points on people when I'm working on them, they about jump out of their skin when I touch somewhere because I knew it was a weak. They didn't even know that spot was sore. And then you just work that till you get the energy flowing through that again. And blocked energy, I believe, can cause a lot of health issues.
Wow.
Because it may stay blocked in that same place constantly.
Yes, kind of reoccurring over and over. But why in the world would we have blocked energy? What would cause that?
We're not stress-free.
Oh.
I don't know if anybody can be stress-free these days. I mean, with families and emotional stuff and environmental stuff and worldly stuff and, financial stuff. I mean, hey, how, work and this and that, how you're never stress-free.
So we're talking about negative energy, but it's finding some weak spot in our body and just holding up there?
Everything will go to the weak spot. Everything. Your weak spots, whether it's your liver area today, it could be another one tomorrow. But keeping that energy flowing is, I think it's crucial. Because when it stays blocked and that's where I think issues can start happening, or, health, physical issues.
Yeah.
And the trauma, emotional trauma that we've had throughout our lives, we carry that in ourselves. I do deep emotional work with my chiropractor. He gets me to release a lot of stuff. And I keep thinking, when am I ever going to be done with this? And probably when I die, I will stop peeling that onion. But I believe that a lot of people are starting to pay attention because of all the Earth's vibrational changes that are happening. I think people are starting to pay attention to holding on to that stuff and that it's not serving them anymore.
Hmm. Well, I have noticed with my wife's help that whenever I get stressed, my lower back seems to be that weak spot that I must be getting some sort of energy block because I just start getting down in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And, she's a massage therapist, so, I'm really open to this kind of thing. But, and I've got a daughter, Robin, that is 14, and she can look at me, and she knows exactly where I'm hurting, and she can come over and put her hand precisely wherever I'm hurting. I know, it's amazing. She has never missed, and she must have done it 200 times. And she, whether it's on the back or the shoulders or whatever, and she can find it. And then she just, just rubs it a little bit, and she says she thinks a good thought, and it really seems to help. Kind of helps just knowing somebody knows and can identify it and cares enough. But I think there's something beyond that also. So now you were mentioning how food is crucial for nutrition, and gosh, I would really like to go into that, but I want to bring up before the hour's over. You have exercises, is it that you're planning on doing a video, but it's these are stretches or exercises that people can do that are pretty simple, you told me.
Yes. And because I've learned this from so many different areas and people and where I've read or who I've seen or learned from, I am putting together a DVD video with these exercises. Now, you and I talked the other day. Did you check out your collarbone and your hip?
Yes.
And?
It's really bad. My collarbone, she said, now, how would I even know? I never look at myself in the mirror. So she looks at me, and she hadn't noticed it until I told her. And she said that I was tilted, but also my hip. And it was like I was leaning to the right, like the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, she said. She took a yardstick and put it up and hung it, straight down with her hand. And my nose was, oh, my gosh, 2 inches, 3 inches over on my right hip. So that's pretty bad, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and your body thinks that that's normal because that's where you've been for so long, probably.
Yeah.
But your collarbones are your most spiritual bones in the body. And it's just from my working this and a theory I've proven with my husband that you can train your body to know that being straight is normal, not being crooked. And it's taken us several months of doing these exercises, quite a bit. He's now staying straight. But the collarbone is so key. I really believe, because based on, when my collarbone's out or when his is out, there's usually some emotional stuff going on there, too. Where you just feel emotionally kind of crappy for the day.
Yeah.
And I know now, look at the collarbone. And these exercises I teach people are very simple. You do them yourself, and you can maintain a high level of energy and health and vitality, I believe, with these.
Can most anybody do them? I mean, I'm kind of heavy and old. I can't do that yoga thing where you cross your legs and stuff.
No. These are simple.
Are they?
Yeah, very simple.
How many of them are there?
One for your collarbone and one for your hips.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah. And you and I need to talk because I should have walked you through that.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, and how soon might you have the DVD? Because, you know, I don't mean to hound you, but...
No, I know. I am planning on... This week is my thing to secure another room of where I'm going to film it. So that is on my thing for this week. So I should have it, hopefully, done, and I want to send it to you within 2 weeks.
Oh, that's fantastic. And then you're going to make it available on your website to the listeners out there, to the whole wide world, right?
Yep.
And that is robin-grant.com. And, again, everybody, her email, you really need to write this down, robin@robin-grant.com. Send her an email and let her know that you're interested and that you might have some issues that you want her to work on. It's all so affordable, and we're going to come back, if you're willing to come back on the show in a couple of weeks, and we can kind of review what we've accomplished and all with my testing and detox and all that. What do you think?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay, that'd be great.
I'd be honored.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Guy that doesn't go to the doctor is getting treated and having great success. I'm pumped about it, and so is my wife. So I want to thank you for being on, Robin. And,
thank you very much.
We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. I'll finish up the show on my own, I guess, but thank you very much.
All right. Have a good night.
Good night. Everybody out there, you really need to take your health serious. I have, you know, I'm pushing 50 now, and I just now started taking my health serious, and I realized that without it, no matter what's coming up, I'm going to be limited on what I can do in the future. And I think times are going to get very stressful. And so I want to be prepared the best I can, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. And it's not going to be an overnight thing, but I'm going to get there. And it's exciting for me and my wife. I haven't been this dedicated for getting healthy since we've been together 24 years. So she's really pumped about that. You know, I get so tied up into the homestead and the seed business and now the radio show that I have just allowed myself to get a little sick. That mental cloudiness is no fun. I know a lot of people are having that. And they were saying 60% of all Americans have lower back pain. And most of us are overweight. And I also have sleeplessness and kind of an energy fluctuation thing going on. Sometimes I'm pretty up and other times not. So I really want to get this all cleared up, and I hope you... email Robin. Tell her what you thought of her her show tonight, because it was her show, not mine. And drop her a line. Tell her what you think, and maybe she can help you. Anyway, thanks for listening, and we'll be here same time, same place tomorrow night.